I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time once again for Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. And it's been an interesting week this week, I must say. As you can see, I'm not doing the recording in the studio because I just plain don't want to. So, there. Anyway, I'm a bit more of a curmudgeon than usual today. So, you'll have to just kind of get over it. Anyway, so we are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. We're also proud members of the International Convention, the International Association of Internet Broadcasters. You know, I'm a joiner. I'll join anything. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, I wanted to set this up because it's been a very slow news week. Now, you may be saying, but Dr. Bill, this happened and that happened, the other happened. Yes, but nothing that I cared about. I just plain didn't care. There was stuff in the news, but you know, if it doesn't strike my interest, I ain't going to talk about it. You can go talk about it amongst yourselves if you want to, but I ain't going to talk about it. So anyway, the only item we have, actually, of actual newsishness is Tails Linux. Tails Linux is the Amnesiac Incognito Live System. That's what Tails stands for, T-A-I-L-S, the Amnesiac Incognito Live System. Yes, it is Linux for the extremely paranoid. Indeed. You remember Snowden, the guy that was revealing secrets to the commies or whoever it was. I don't remember. Anyway, he was revealing stuff. He used Tails Linux to hide his activities, because what it allows you to do is install it on a USB drive. You can walk up to a computer, you plug the USB drive in, it boots Tails Linux, you have an environment there where no one can tell who you are or where you're coming from. You can take whatever you want, then you pull the Linux USB key out, and there's no trace of you. So, how fun is that? Yeah. So, here's what I say in my article about it. Someone is out to get you. They want to spy on you. Is it the NSA? Well, my paranoid friend, now you have the answer. Tails Linux is a special super secure distro of Linux that will run from a USB drive. Tails is built on Debian Linux and sends its web traffic through Tor, which, as you know, Tor, T-O-R, is the Onion router, which is actually kind of famous these days because of all the TV shows that say, oh, they're running it through Tor, because Tor anonymizes you, okay? So you run it through Tor to anonymize the user's activities. Tails stands for the Amnesiac Incognito Live System. Shh, they might hear us. The Milestone 1.0 version was released on April 29th of this year. So, the official 1.0, you know, in the open source world, when you reach 1.0, you have officially arrived at fully non-beta. You know what I'm saying? So this is the 1.0 version. Tails is a live operating system that you can start on almost any computer from a DVD, USB stick, or SD card. It aims at preserving your privacy and anonymity, which is hard to say, and helps you to, bullet points here, use the internet anonymously and circumvent censorship. All connections to the internet are forced to go through the Tor network. It leaves no trace on the computer using unless you ask it to explicitly. It uses state-of-the-art cryptographic tools to encrypt your files, emails, and instant messaging. So it is truly Linux for the paranoid. So there you go. So if you are looking to do something untoward out there, hey, or if you're just concerned that people are spying on you, like the people with the alien spaceships, I would also suggest a tinfoil hat. I have my tinfoil hat. Do you have yours? Okay. Otherwise, I have something I've been wanting to do for quite some time. Actually, it's a request. One of our viewers requested that I do this, and that is how to install Linux Mint, which I know you say, but you've already done that once. Yes, but they want me to install Linux Mint and want to make it look like Windows XP. The secret here, guys, other than banging the rocks together, is that you have to set up a few things so that you can fool your grandpa or grandma into the fact that they're still using Windows XP when in fact they're using Linux and safely navigating the internet without running into viri and other evilness and malware and such. So, now they can feel comfortable and happy and secure in the ignorance that they are still running Windows XP when in fact they're running Linux. How cool is that? I've got shadows on my face because of the light here. Sorry about that. I'll try to keep my hands away from my face so there won't be shadows. So let's go into that demo. There I am doing it again. Right now. All right. What we're going to do is go up here and click on New. And we're going to create Linux Mint as a new virtual machine, 64-bit. Next, and let's make it 1024 memory. That's a gig. And then we will create a new hard drive as a virtual box hard drive. And we'll go ahead and make it a 40 gig drive. That's a good size, very similar to most XP boxes. So now we have one ready. Let's start it. We just click start, and we'll go out and find our downloads area where I have the Linux Mint 16 ISO saved as a file. We'll start it, and it will crank up VirtualBox. Now, keep in mind, this could be a physical machine. I'm just using VirtualBox because it's easier to record my screen for showing here on the program. When it automatically boots here, it will just be like a physical machine starting up. I'm going to just clear some of these messages as it starts. But Linux Mint, this is 16 with the Mate, M-A-T-E interface, is going to start up here. And of course, as it starts, it's going to expand off of our screen here, the recording area. But as you can see, it came up. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to go ahead and adjust the window size here. There we go. And that will allow me to fit it in the space that I have that I'm recording for the screenshots here. And that will allow us to basically fill up the screen with our new Linux Mint instance. Now, this is the way the interface normally looks on Linux Mint. This is the default. But it is something we can change, and that's what we're going to do in this particular video. So we're going to click on Install Linux Mint. In this current mode as it is, it's running as though from the CD. By clicking this Install Linux Mint, it will take us through a wizard, and we're just going to click the defaults and continue here. But basically, this allows us to install it on our newly created virtual hard drive. And so I'm just going to click through these defaults. And I'm going to go ahead and put my name. It even gives us a default VirtualBox name, but I'm going to go ahead and change that, make it a little more specific by calling it Linux Mint. And I like to use a dash between Linux and Mint. We'll give us a username of Dr. Bill and then my super secret password, which it thinks is fair. Not great, just fair. Okay. So we will we'll just go ahead and require a password. We'll take those defaults as well. And continue. And it's going to start copying files. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to just skip past this whole install. Basically I just take all the defaults,
But as I skip here to the end, it'll say, do you want to restart now? Well, yes, I do. So we're going to go ahead and restart. And I tell you what I'm going to do there. I'm even going to go ahead and cut out all the part of it restarting until it gets to the point of login. So we'll go ahead and do that as well. And again, eliminate some of these little messages that are popping up. But so far, we're doing pretty much exactly what the previous Linux Mint install that we did involved. So you may say, well, Dr. Bill, this is not exciting. I've already seen this. This is ordinary. It's normal. Well, yes, it is. But we're going to get into the meat of the changes as we continue with our installation. And it is actually progressing here, so don't worry, we will be moving on. Sometimes it takes a bit for it to reinitialize various things and restart as it should. I probably should actually cut more of this out. But that's okay. And, you know, clicking restart again doesn't really help, so I'll just cut that out. We've rebooted now. And since we've rebooted, it's coming up to the screen. We'll click on that and go ahead and put in my super secret password. And it will bring us to our welcome screen. Now, this is stuff that we don't want to show again, so I'm going to go ahead and click off, show this at dialog at startup. And here we are on a newly installed Linux Mint default screen. So we're going to start doing our special tweaking. And in order to do that, we're going to get into our terminal session. And we're going to type sudo add-app-repository, and then the repository that we want, which is ppa colon frej, F-R-E-J-Y-J-A dash dev, freja dev slash unity dash tweak dash tool dash daily. We're going to give it our super secret password to allow it to make that change. And it's going to add that repository. And then we're going to do sudo app-git update. That will update all of our app-git database with the new information, the new repository. And then we're going to do a sudo app-git install unity-tweak tool. Okay, that is the tweak tool for Ubuntu. So we're going to add that in. And it's got to install a bunch of stuff to allow updates of various kinds. Notice how it's adding in icon themes, GNOME icon theme, processing some triggers for those. Linux Mint is based on Ubuntu Linux. So that's why we want to add that particular tweak tool. And then we're going to go into Software Manager. Put in our same super secret password again. And that will bring up the software manager as super user. Okay, from this we can install what we want to as well. And so what I'm going to install is another tweak tool, the GNOME tweak tool. Okay. And we're just going to click install for that. This is, you might say, the standard tweak tool. Matter of fact, this is the one that I think I'm actually going to use for tweaking the interface here. Once that completes, seems like we wait a long time for these bars to to finish, huh? But as you can see, we have installed the tweak tool, which gives us some capabilities. Now I'm going to go to, I'm skipping through a few things here, but I'm just going to go to Google, and I'm going to type in Windows XP Bliss, because that's the background image, is Bliss for Windows XP. I'm going to pick this one, and then if you view the image, you'll see the whole image. We'll blow it up, see that, it's full size. So we're going to copy that. I'm sorry, save it. We'll go ahead and do that, save it. And we'll just save it into our images and get out of there. And this is kind of neat. You can go in here and say change desktop background. And even though I don't have it in the desktop backgrounds area, I did save it into my downloads area. So I can just click on that, and there you go. There's our background. So it's already looking a lot like Windows XP just with that Bliss background. But notice how our menu is still Linux-y, Linux Mint-like. And that's fine. I like that, actually. But we're trying to go for true Windows XP style here. So we'll go in and we'll do one more thing. We'll go to GNOME Tweak. GNOME-tweak-tool, I should say. That will crank up our tweak tool. And, what I notice here is that I have cut out a section that I should have left in. I apologize for that. But in trying to edit out this video, I think I did skip past the initial installation of the theme, okay? So I will give you that in the show notes, what the theme is, because see, it's already installed here, already an option. So we're going to go through our options and look at all the different options here, the icon theme. Sure enough, we have the icons. We have the WinXP theme. So we're selecting everything that has to do with WinXP. And I'm just going to check a few other things here. We're looking pretty good. So I'm going to exit that. Now notice that the screen is looking more XP-like. Notice the terminal here, how it looks like Windows XP, the tweak tool. But it's still not quite what it needs to be in terms of the menu system. So let's see if we can do something about the menu system. Make it just a little more Windows XP-like. Okay. For that, I tell you what I think probably we're going to have to do is if we go to the menu button, and I'll do this here. I want to just check a few things. Okay. Make sure I haven't missed anything. Yep. So, if we go to Appearance, you notice I've chosen the Windows XP theme. And we've got the Windows XP borders chosen, the icons, everything, default pointer. I tell you what, let's change the default pointer to the white one. That's a little more XP-like, so we'll go ahead and do that. All right, I believe I've got everything now, at least in that regard. And we do have the right background, we got the right fonts, the theme. is right. I think what we're going to have to do is go to the menu button and choose preferences there, and then go to themes and choose our Windows XP theme for the menu. There we go. Now, that looks a little more Windows XP-like. So that has pretty much gotten us where we need to be for Windows XP. See, we go into computer, and guess what? It even looks Windows XP-like. And our menu system is much better. I think most people would appreciate this as a Windows XP Linux system.
Okay, so there you go. That's how you do it. And by the way, in the show notes, the expanded show notes, I will have all the commands that I typed at the command prompt. By the way, don't be afraid of the command prompt. It's your friend. Okay? So I'll put all those commands in the show notes, the extended show notes, because technically I only have 255 characters in the meta tag for the file, so it will have to be in the web page show notes extension. So there you go. So remember until next time that the doctor is out of here. Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is a production of DrBillBailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.